Welcome, welcome, welcome. Winject Studios. I love the community here, and I love the podcasting, broadcasting, live streaming community. And the reason why is because, well, we all understand that we have something to share. We have a message. We have a gift. We have something that is compelling us, driving us, and making sure that we have an opportunity to actually make an impact. Hashtag make it matter. And that's what we're about. And anyone that's willing to put themselves out there, get in front of a camera or fire up a microphone and produce some content that will add value to the world and help someone else out, hats off to you. I just finished 500 episodes of the Pirate Broadcast. Now, the Pirate Broadcast has been going on for 5 days a week, every morning, 7 a.m. Arizona time. Sometimes it's Mountain Time. Sometimes it's Pacific Standard Time, because Arizona doesn't do daylight savings. Anyway, random. The idea that you can build consistency in your podcasting or broadcasting, and you know, there's so many people that start a podcast and they realize that it actually takes some effort and it takes some tenacity and it takes a little bit of dedication to actually create content on a regular basis. And I'm here to tell you, that's absolutely true. I didn't get to 500 episodes by taking days off, saying, oh, I'll do one tomorrow. Because I've built and designed systems just like I teach in Winject Studios. You know, I'm offering an opportunity for you to actually learn the processes, the procedures, or have it done for you through Winject. The idea and the concept that you have to do this alone is ridiculous. You don't have to do this alone. You have people around you in the community that can actually share it. And the commitment and the consistency is what allows you to actually become visible. Because one of the things that you have to think about is if you're selling a product or a service, there's outbound marketing, there's traditional broadcasting, and there's inbound marketing. So let's break those down, because I think it's important for us to clearly identify what will work for your business or industry. You know, broadcasting, you go out and you look at TV commercials, or you look at radio commercials, and you know, I've been involved in radio and television, and you spend money and then you broadcast it to a lot of people that may or may not necessarily be your target audience. They, you know, there's somebody out there that will say, oh, I need that. That's what I need right now. And then there is, you know, the social media, you can just put it out there and continue to create content just like this. And you have an opportunity to actually create some content, share it out, and then pretty soon somebody might recognize that you're showing up once in a while, you're doing something, or you're sharing something that they resonate with. And there's a connection because you're putting out something that is unique to you, your brand, your message. And that is what starts the inbound marketing piece of the puzzle. What do you mean inbound marketing? Well, inbound is when people like what you're doing, like what you're saying, and they are attracted to you, and you might have something on your website that you share or something in a show that you can offer them, or, you know, like down below here in the Windjet studio, I'm so used to saying pirate broadcast. Text 843-396-2104. And, or join, go to windjet.com and join the community. We're a community of people that are primarily helpers. We all enjoy helping people. So coming back to inbound marketing. So this inbound marketing is you put content, you create content, all of a sudden people recognize you. So your product has visibility. Now you can pair that with outbound marketing as well. Not necessarily broadcast, but outbound marketing where you're paying for ads or you're paying for more people to see you because, you know, these social platforms now require you to pay them in order to get a broader audience, a bigger audience. However, it's not necessarily like broadcast. It's not like being on an AM station or a television station where you're broadcasting to the entire audience, which is not a bad thing. It's, you know, it's not like a newspaper or, you know, it's targeting individuals that people like this might like things like I have. So it's a narrower reach and connection. So the one thing that it does require, though, and there's a lot of stories behind it, you know, there's a lot more to it than, you know, my simple explanation here. However, regardless of what it is, it all requires consistency. It requires you to show up, either create content, buy marketing and advertising, spend money on ads, or show up and do the work. Somebody has to do it. And in today's noisy environment, in today's application of Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Amazon, we have a lot of things that can distract us. And the thing that is going to outlast any of this is consistency. I'll give you an example. I've been on LinkedIn since 2005. I've been creating video on LinkedIn since video was available on LinkedIn. And I've seen people come and go. I was going through my 500 episodes and inviting people to leave a reply in video, because I use Dub, which is a different subject I've talked about in the past, just to leave a testimonial about how easy it was to access, what was available, what was, you know, what you learned, or, you know, whatever you say, whatever you want. And the idea was, is that I can highlight them again and promote what they're doing in a new, unique way. And through this 500 episodes, what I've discovered is some of the people that I had on the show are no longer online. Now, I hope they're okay. I hope they're still around. However, there's some people that, you know, they go out there and they make a big splash and they make a big impact and they realize how much work and effort it takes. And they say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Well, then you find somebody who does like to do this and you hire them to help you along your journey. There's a lot of ways, and it's so many ways that we can actually produce content. There's so many ways we can produce an impact and be consistent with our content creation process. And it doesn't necessarily mean you, like me, have to show up every day for 500 episodes and create a, you know, interview somebody that's interesting. And what's interesting to me, the most interesting piece of this, if I could say interesting a couple more times, is that I interview interesting people doing interesting things, which is a broad category. And I don't promote, I very seldom even mention the fact that the Pirate Syndicate is the system that I use and the platform that provides these shows for me. And I have a producer that produces my shows. And just like Winject, you know, we have Carolyn who produces the shows for us, and she's there. And like last week when she wasn't there, I totally screwed it up. I recorded a brilliant episode. I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible. And it wasn't recorded because I failed to hit the go live button. And then when I realized what I had done, I had to start over again. And it was not as brilliant as the first one. It was still pretty good. So if you want to catch that episode, you can go back to winject.com and check it out. Another tangent. I'm a professional squirrel hunter. I'm a professional squirrel hunter. So please forgive me. Or not. I'll still be here because I'm consistent. Just saying. Delicious chai tea in my pirate broadcast cup. There we go. So thank you so much for being here. I'm Russ Johns, and I am here to help you learn about consistency. And I was a musician for years. Up until 87, where I fell 3 stories and shattered my arm. I was a drummer. I still play music. I still create music. I still produce tracks. However, it became different. And just to give you an example, for a period of 4 years, I played somewhere out every single night. And it became a routine. It just became part of who I was. Part of what I did. It was, you know, good, bad, sick, indifferent. You know, I had wisdom teeth pulled. I was sick. You know, I still went out and played. I still showed up, did the work, produced the results and the outcome. Some days were pretty rough. I cannot lie. And the idea of showing up, you look at, you know, like Johnny Carson, for those that are around, or, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, or whoever is showing up every day with the news. It's a routine. It's a habit. It's something that you get into. And that's what content creation is all about. That's why we show up every week on this show and share nuggets of knowledge, ideas, opinions, whatever it happens to be. And right now, you are living in the most incredible time that humanity has ever seen. And the reason I believe that is because look at, you know, you have Elon Musk creating rocket after rocket after rocket, and, you know, making progress as an independent business owner and in a number of different ways. You have people that are able to live stream, jump on a camera. You know, this is the second show I've been on today. You know, I was on Amazon Live earlier, and continuing to create content, continuing to share content. And the technology, although it can be overwhelming for some individuals, I'm a nerd in the herd. I've been, you know, doing tech since 1990. And so we all have the opportunity, just by jumping on your phone, you can create content. Just by jumping on and having a conversation with somebody and having an interview, you can create content. Sharing a few ideas and being consistent, you achieve visibility. And by showing up every day, you have an opportunity to have more people notice and say, wow, I see you. I hear you. I want to learn more. And then there's a whole process. you know, from a marketing perspective, I love the marketing process because it allows me to help more people achieve results, achieve outcomes that they desire. And it's not about sales. It's about serving. It's about serving humanity with the concept and the idea that you have a gift, you have a message, you have an opportunity to share something amazing. And there's somebody out there that wants it. There's somebody out there that needs it. We all have something that, whether it comes from our experience and our understanding of the world, or something we went through, a challenging time, a challenging moment, overcoming depression, anxiety, job loss, being sick and ill, recovering. You know, I spent 2 years in recovery after I fell three stories. Look at a three-story building next time you're around. You know, look at how far that was. I'm lucky to be alive. And as a result, this is why I do what I do, is because there has to be someone out there that I can help inspire and motivate and challenge to do something great. You know, I've survived E. coli. You know, I've survived car accidents, leaving the highway at over 100 miles an hour, shearing a power pole off, and surviving. Getting caught out on a beach when the tide came in, and having to go through a rescue, self-rescue, actually. These things are all part of the process. It's who we become. It's our experiences and our journeys are what really cement and concrete our journey and our message and our impact in the world. And even though not everybody knows our history and not everybody knows who we are and what we did or what we didn't do or how we survived or how we brought today into focus, you still have that experience. And all these experiences become the fabric of our life. It's the fabric of who we are. It's the fabric of what we do. And we're the accumulation of all our experience. And that experience allows us to see the world in a unique way that we can actually share stories and say, this is a story that I have to share. This is something I can share, and maybe somebody can learn something from this, and maybe somebody can avoid the same kind of challenge that I had. And it's over and over and over again, we have this ability and this opportunity. And everybody says, well, what value can I bring to the table? What story can I share? And it may take some time to discover that. And not everybody wants to share their story, which is okay. I'm just suggesting, if you have something you are compelled or you're thinking about in the back of your mind, don't allow fear to stop you. Use that fear as fuel to power your future. You know, people that do things and you think, how could they do that? It's not that they don't have fear. It's that they have courage to move past the fear. Faith and fear are the same thing, because we have to get past it because we either believe in it or we make a decision to move forward. So, you know, if you believe in yourself and you have the faith that you know what to do, even though you don't know what to do right now, that takes a little bit of faith. It's like, hey, I have to believe in something I can't see. Or you're sitting back saying, I can't do that because, again, fear, it's something I don't know. I haven't experienced it yet, but I'm afraid I will. If I experience this, something bad's going to happen. So why not look at the world as saying something good might happen? You have to believe in one or the other. Both are invisible. Both outcomes are yet to be determined. So if you lean into the idea that you can believe, you can achieve, and you know that anything is figure outable, you can figure it out. It's a journey. You learn, you grow, or you succeed. You don't fail until you quit. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have, you know, wrong turns and, you know, bumps in the road or things that you haven't thought about. And, there might be personal disasters and life might happen. However, you don't fail until you quit. And I'm here for the duration. I'm here till it's over. everybody talks about retirement. It's like, I don't believe in retirement. I believe in creating value and serving the public and offering value to the community, helping others achieve their dreams and their ambitions, and finding a way to actually put that into life and pursuing something great and amazing. Challenging, maybe, yes. Difficult at times, absolutely. However, this technology and our ability to tell stories and our ability to share our stories in a way that compels and inspires others around us can make a difference. It makes a difference. When was the last time you saw a story or you heard a story that inspired you? You go to YouTube, they're all over. Inspiration, motivation, courage. Our DNA is built on storytelling. Our ability to understand and appreciate all of the experiences that we had. And storytelling, obviously, is, it takes practice. It takes skill. It takes a desire for an outcome. Not everybody has that desire, and that's okay. Some people like to consume stories. There's a lot of different ways of distributing stories. There's a lot of ways of consuming stories. However, at the end of all our lives, we all will end up with a story. Your decision is, do you choose to share that story? Do you choose to allow other people into the fabric of your life to be able to choose and decide how it's going to impact their life? You never know who's going to be impacted. You never know what's going to happen with that story. What's the desire that they hold in their heart that you can inspire them to take action and steps into making a difference? To move past the fear, have a little faith in their ideas, and jump into that unknown that we call life, the future. If you can imagine it, it can happen. That's the way the universe works. I've seen it over and over again. Everything will work out exactly how it needs to work out for everyone that's working on their outcomes. It may not necessarily work out exactly how you imagined it. However, you can always imagine and then imagine the unimaginable. Because sometimes it could be bigger than you can imagine. I know it's kind of crazy to think about. However, I just encourage you to pay attention to what you're feeling and what you're looking to accomplish in your message and who you want to show up for. Because, you know, Winject, we're all here. We're a community of people that are encouraging others, supporting others. And I know that there's a lot of opportunity for people to share their stories, share their message, create visibility, and amplify their brand, whatever that happens to be. But it starts with showing up, doing the work, being consistent, knowing that you have an idea that is worth sharing, a story that you can actually articulate. And the more you share it, the clearer it becomes. The clearer it becomes, the more you attract people. The more you attract people, the larger you grow your business, whatever that business happens to be. It's systematic. It's universal law. And that's the way it will always be. So I thank you. I appreciate you. And I encourage you to check out winject.com, sign up. Get in everything you need. And Chris Ross, everything was a funny way of working out the right time for you, if any of it's meant for you. Put in the work, raise your awareness. Absolutely, positively. Raise your awareness. And I'm going to raise my awareness by continuing to support you in your adventures. So connect with me, connect with Winject, and make it matter. You know why? This is my belief. My belief is that kindness is cool and smiles are free. And as always, I want you to enjoy your day.
Be well. Brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.